Do you remember when, oh man, was it about this time last year? No. How long ago was it? They wanted to give the land, they wanted to do a land transfer back to the White Earth Tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing up in Red Lake. And a lot of the landowners or property owners that lived there were concerned that, you know, the tribe could just say, hey, no more access to your property, and there ain't a whole lot you can do about it, or charge or do whatever. And the tribe came back and said, look, we're not going to do that. Okay. But that's not current council.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say that the next council, future council comes and says, sorry, nope, you're not getting access to your property. A lot of concerned citizens, and rightfully so. And I just found out earlier that part of that has, it has come back. Senator Kunich is back at the land transfer. The land transfer bill is back. And once again, according to Senator Green, no local legislators were informed of this. So right now it has to do with Red Lake, but I got to believe that at some point White Earth is going to show up in this thing. Senator Green joins us now on the program. Senator, welcome back to the Jay Thomas Show.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
So once again, this thing's just tossed out there and none of you locals know anything about it.
Right. And it's, I have to be really honest. I can't say that anymore. I was surprised, seeing as what happened last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I did kind of think that if she brought it back again, she would at least come and tell us she was going to drop it. But that was not the case.
So right now it's just Red Lake, correct?
That's all that I've seen so far. Yeah.
Okay, and what does this do for folks that don't understand? What would happen if this bill were to pass?
Well, there would be an area around Upper Red Lake, about a mile or so, and that would surround the lake. And so all public property around that lake then would revert back to Red Lake Nation, and then also the Red Lake State Forest. And I don't have the numbers in front of me, and I'm driving, but I believe it was right around 85,000 acres.
Hmm. And what happens if a non-tribal member owns that property?
Well, a tribal member would not own it. It would belong to the tribe. And so they would have the authority, should they choose to, is to just cut people off. They would own the roads.
Mm-hmm.
So they could potentially shut off people's access to their own property and the access to the lake. And also the state park.
Why is Kunich doing this? What is her reasoning behind this? Because I know when it comes to our neck of the woods, no pun intended, by the way, White Earth, I know even tribal members were not happy with this getting pulled, because for years they had a great understanding, both tribal, non-tribal, worked well together, everything worked out, and now she and others want to give all this land back. And I know that folks in like Minoan, that area, they're upset because what this is doing, or what it did, and it'll do it again, it's going to divide communities and families.
That's my biggest issue with it. And I am a member of White Earth, and also some of the first people that called me were members and said, man, don't do this, because if the tribal council does go ahead and a future tribal council, whatever, goes in and shuts this off, whether it's Red Lake or White Earth, then you're dividing families, because if non-tribal members are no longer allowed to go on it, in my instance, none of my kids would have access to this property.
Wow.
Or into the future, and the same with other people that live there, and you know, we're especially in White Earth, we're very diverse.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
a great area.
So this is gonna cause conflict within families. It already has caused conflict with neighbors. And that was my biggest issue with it. And the other thing is, why not come up here and talk to people if you're going to do this stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, don't go dropping this out of midair, and have some meetings on this. Don't just meet with one side and do it. You know, there's a lot of vested interest up here that we should be considering.
Yeah. And Kunich, she's not, where is she? She's down by the cities, right?
Right, she's in a suburb.
Yeah. So, I mean, she's not even coming up here. She has no idea. Like you said last time around, I mean, this was a hot topic on this show. There are tons of calls for on both sides of the argument, but there were a lot of people that said, we don't understand why some senator from down by Minneapolis is messing around with stuff up here that has worked just fine for years. There's got to be a backstory to this senator.
It's cultural activism, like a lot of this stuff, which I believe started with the University of Minnesota turning back some land, was it not?
Yeah, it was something like that. Is that what this is?
Well, you know, you're asking me now to get inside her head, and I don't understand this myself, so I can't answer for why she's doing it. I just wish that there was some common sense there and some dialogue before you do this. Because if you come up and talk to the people and the members of both White Earth and the community, you know, maybe you wouldn't do this nonsense. We're not talking White Earth now.
Yeah.
So far, anyway, it's in the Red Lake. But, yeah,
well,
it's the same thing.
I got to believe at some point White Earth is going to be back in this thing, and you're right. You know, if this is something that she's trying to do because she feels it's necessary or something to make a, if she feels a wrong or right, all right, then like you said, Senator Green, why are you not coming up and talking to the people that this is affecting and see if they have an issue with the way things are set up now? Why not go down there? It's not that hard to get in your vehicle and drive up here.
Well, and I believe that the both tribal and non-tribal members would appreciate the opportunity to speak at public forums.
Well, yeah, because you got a senator and others that are making decisions that could have potentially a huge effect on lives, people's livelihoods, even their mental well-being. Right, Senator?
I think, yeah. That's absolutely correct. And like I said, that was my main issue. It wasn't even the land so much for me as the fact that why would you do this to my community when you don't have any interest up here at all?
What do you need your constituents or people that are affected by this? What do they need to do right now?
Well, right now I think is mostly exactly what they did last time. You know, get together, start forming committees. Be ready to come down and, you know, make some noise. Squeaky wheel gets the grease, and the more we can do to squish this down at the beginning, better off we are.
Well, does this thing, does it have a chance of getting through?
Well, like I said, I think the chance is less than last year, but I've seen some crazy things going on. I've been there 12 years, and what's going on this year is unprecedented. It's embarrassing to come back and let people know what's been going on there. So never take anything for granted. Uh-huh. And, you know, like always, stand up for your rights and fight for what you want.
Hey, Senator, did everybody show up for work this time around? What the hell happened? Explain that to us. What happened? What was it, 46 or 60-something, whatever it was, Dems said we're not showing up because why? They didn't have control?
Yeah, what it was, the issue was over quorum. And because of the stuff that went on the Democrat side in the House, they were not in the majority and they didn't even have a tie. So the Republicans had the majority rule, but they had 67 members. Democrats had 66. But that would allow the Republicans to elect their own speaker, which they, by the way, did, and to set up committees because they had the majority. Now, the Democrats believe that when the election is held, because they weren't able to seat the guy who didn't live in the district when he ran, that when they can get that back, then they'll be even and maybe gain a seat, and they don't want to lose that power.
In an attempt
to stop a quorum and therefore shut down the House, they just didn't come in, and they didn't come in today either. So. The issue there is back and forth, and it's going to take some while to work out. But it's like dealing with children; it's really bad.
It is. It's like I said yesterday. It's like the 5-year-old that's laying on the floor in the grocery store screaming because mom won't get him the candy bar. That's throwing a fit. Dude, I don't know how you've been able to. I don't know how the hell, Steve, you've been able to do this since 2012, buddy. Kudos to you, man. I'm telling you. Oh, and I'm being told, so I was asking, why is Kunish doing this? My news guy, news guru, Austin Erickson, is telling me Kunish is of Standing Rock descent. So
she's from South Dakota, yeah. I don't think she's a member. She's just a descendant.
Okay. All right. Well, best thing to do is like you said, Senator Green, start getting committees together and get down to the Capitol and start making some noise.
Yeah.
All right. Keep me in the loop, man. You've got my cell phone number in your phone now, so keep me in the loop. Anytime you need to jump on, give us updates on this or anything else that's going on this session. We got craziness going on over here in North Dakota as well. Just call me or text me and say, hey, Jay, I got to come on and talk about this, man.
Sounds good.